What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the third and possibly final podcast for today. Possibly. In this episode, I got some good news. Good-ass news. Get ready. What is going on, guys? Welcome back to another fun podcast. This one might be a little long. I got my sidekick over here.
Oh, not the sidekick!
Just kidding. I got my homie over here. So, you know, like the thing says, I got some interesting news. I'm thinking, like I told you about, middle of like October-ish, maybe even beginning part of October. I haven't really decided so much, but, like I said in the last podcast, I threw up real quick that, I'm gonna be starting a podcast on Himalaya. We have to come up with a name for that podcast. I don't know what to call it because on the old Himalayan, like on my iPhone, I literally called it The Backyard. Literally, bro, every time I said something, I would be like, welcome to The Backyard. Welcome to The Backyard Podcast. Da-da-da. Like, yeah, I was so fucking pissed. So, I gotta change up the name. Like, we gotta come up with, like, we both have to, like,
get it. We'll have to figure out some names and think of something very unique.
Yeah. What else? I got three people lined up for my first three podcasts for Himalaya and YouTube. That is, of course, Eric.
Myself.
Him. My girlfriend, she'll be on it, which should be interesting. I don't know what the fuck's gonna happen.
I don't even know. This is gonna be very interesting.
I can't wait. And then we have our best friend, Cassandra.
Amazing.
Love her life. So glad that we'll be able to get her onto the podcast and to just talk. You know, like, we worked with her for so long, for like the longest time. Love that girl's life. She's awesome. So that's coming soon. That's a big pit. I don't fucking care.
I don't either.
They bitch when they don't eat. They're gonna bitch
they
when
don't
they
eat, they
fine. Yeah, like, fuck out of here. Anyway, what else? Like I said, I'm posting on Anchor for right now, 3 days a week. So, I mean, today's different. I kind of did, like, two short ones. This might be a little bit longer than those. Just because, like, it's, like, my downtime and I'm just over here cutting desserts for dinner tonight. So, you know, fuck it. But with that being said, though, in the spirit of October, the podcast will be, well, the podcast with me and him will revolve around, you know, our haunted experiences from the job, of course, where we work. We work where people do tend to pass here. Not gonna say exactly. No, well, not just that. I'm not going to say exactly what the job is that we do. Some people may know. But, I don't know. I feel like I've told you this. I even told my girl this the other day. Real quick. Okay. I knew this had to say to y'all. Well, to everybody. So, tell me why the other day, my oldest niece, okay? Where is she? She's in the kitchen, and we were bullshitting. My other sister. It was a group of us. We were just bullshitting. So tell me why I made the comment about, because like I said, in the first podcast I dropped earlier today, with One Big News is come October. I don't know the exact date, but we will be going to stay at the Hotel Bethlehem out here in Pennsylvania. It is rumored, I've read stories, that it's a haunted hotel, it's a haunted hotel, like each floor has something specific on it, but room like 936 or 932, I forget the number, I'll find it. Yeah, it's some number like that. is you know, where it's like legit haunted. So the other day I was talking to my sisters and I told my niece, I actually straight up, I was like, do you believe in ghosts? Do you believe in spirits? And of course my sister's gonna be like, oh, leave her alone about that. And I wanted to know because I wanted to see what her mindset is. Because I might actually do that too. I might actually get my niece's my oldest niece and maybe my older nephew onto the podcast. Just so like they, like, you know, I wanna kinda open their minds to the paranormal, you know what I mean? But anyway, so I asked her the other night, I was like, do you fear what you can't see? And she literally tells me, yes. So my thought was, okay, you do know when you're sleeping, spirits, ghosts, entities, whatevers you want to call them, they walk. They walk around. While we're asleep, they're still walking, living their everyday life, as in they're still in their own world. You know what I mean? So she's like, don't tell me that. I was like, what, are you getting nightmares? She's like, yeah. I was like, do you understand that... Oh, sorry, that was the chair. I moved the chair. That was that loud noise. My bad. I was like, do you understand when people do pass, they're still going to be part of the world, whether they were good or bad in their past life? I was like, think about it. I was like, if I were to die right now, I'll probably haunt the shit out of everybody. Because I'm just going to be that type of asshole. But I told the sheriff, I was like, look, I'm not trying to be funny. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm trying to keep it a whole 100 with you. Where we're at right now, even right now, where we're sitting, in your I fucked that word up! Your peripheral vision? Like, you know, like... No, like, you look forward and you see, like, shit moving in your corner of your eyes. Those are spirits. You see spirits walking. She doesn't understand that. Wait a minute. Okay, cool. Good for her. I might prefer. You know, I let her know about that shit. She's still scared, of course, like any other child would be. But I told her, you can't fear what you can't see. Now, as a male, I personally would fear something that I know is going to happen to me, other than, like, you know, little knocks and shit or little things. Like, okay, the worst thing that can happen to you is if your mind's not pure, like, if you're depressed and you're just like, oh, I fucking hate everything, you're going to be subject to be possessed. And not saying I was possessed, but when I used to play with the Ouija board, and I have a lot of stories. Those are going to be for a lot of podcasts during October. October's going to have a lot of spooky podcasts, along with some really interesting videos coming out. With the Hotel Bethlehem, that's going to be number one. Number two, we're going back to that cemetery. Dusky Hills, Nusty Hills, whatever the fuck
Dusky
it's called.
Hills? Yeah,
whatever it is over here, we're going to go to that one. Maybe if we're lucky enough and my girl is down for it and we all have off.
Maybe it just depends on what day it is.
Well, that and plus the weather, too.
Yes.
Because you gotta remember, it's gonna be nasty and cold. But, I mean, we go to that bridge that we wanted to go to, which would be pretty cool. Hit that Crybaby Bridge, whatever the fuck they call it, over in,
I think that's what it is, Crybaby Bridge or something.
Yeah, but every bridge like that has their own little folk tale about, like, why it's supposedly the Crybaby Bridge. But that's the one thing I want to do. I do, however, when they kind of lift the ban on, like, traveling, whenever that is.
Yeah.
I do want to go to the Queen Mary in California. I mean...
And just know we're going to be traveling the whole world.
I'm hoping. To be honest with you, I'm hoping. Like, I got big deal. Like, I got big shit going. I got, like I said, the first podcast that I dropped early this morning at, like, I think 10 o'clock or some shit like that.
Yeah.
The Hotel Bethlehem, that's always been one of the hotels I've always wanted to do since I moved out here. I've always wanted to do the Hotel Bethlehem because I've been hearing that it's very creepy. So we got that. I'm going to call them probably like October 1st. I'm going to call them and try to schedule that room. You know, I'll pay out of pocket, and then if you and my girl just, or if you just want to, like, throw in a little money for, like, food or some shit, so we're not, like, you know, spending all this money, and I'm going to get a camera, plus we got the podcast coming out for YouTube, stay tuned for that, that's going to be fun, that set of podcasts, though, is going to be more of, like a stupid thing, kind of, like, you know, you'll meet everybody, you'll see Eric and myself live and in person on camera, hi, you'll be able to meet our friend Cassandra, she'll be on YouTube with us, my girlfriend as well, I'll probably get, like, my nieces and nephews up on it, just to open their eyes a little bit, I'll be doing reaction videos to a lot of haunted videos, I guess you would call them. What else? Oh, and when we go to the hotel, I knew there was something I had to say. When we go to the hotel, I'm buying dowsing rods. I'm not going to do the Ouija board right away, just because out of you and my girl, I want to see who the fuck leaves the hotel room first. I'm serious, cause
no, I'm done with it, bro.
Cause not for nothing, I've dealt with this shit. Like I told you, I play with Ouija boards. I play with the actual Ouija board and my own makeshift Ouija board. I've also done Bloody Mary. By the way, that does not work for anybody that does Bloody Mary and like enjoys shit like that. I don't. For me, maybe it doesn't work. Just maybe because like. Like, you know, you wear red, you look in the mirror, and you go, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary, like, three times.
It don't work.
And like, you know, some people swear, like, oh my God, I seen her stand behind me. How, though? You're in a dark-ass room, and you have a candle.
Don't work.
Is that the fact that, like, okay, for myself, it didn't work. But maybe someone else actually did have experience.
Maybe.
And if you guys did, whoever does... Why not, you know, maybe send me a video on Facebook. Look me up.
For real, though. Yeah.
We'll do this. I'll give whoever listens to this podcast, if y'all ever done Bloody Mary and you've actually had videos, send them to me. I want to react to your videos. I'll post it up on YouTube and I'll give y'all a shout out. So... By all means, and I'm serious, send me videos of y'all doing Bloody Mary. I really mean, like, y'all doing Bloody Mary, not some stupid shit, you know what I mean? Because if it's something dumb, I'm not going to watch it. But if y'all, like, if y'all into paranormal shit, do that. I'll even do one at my house. Actually, yeah, fuck it, I'll do it at my house, because I don't care. I'll do it in one of my bathrooms, the one that we don't use. For some odd reason, I don't know why the fuck we don't use the bathroom down there, like downstairs. We use the upstairs bathroom. But I'll do it tonight. I'll do Bloody Mary tonight. I will record it. I won't have like one of them bright ass candles. I'm gonna have like one of the teeny candles. I'll put it on my sink.
Do you want me to throw it up on the channel?
Yeah, we'll do that.
Okay.
We'll throw it up on the YouTube channel that he has, and I'll literally record myself on my phone. And I will say Bloody Mary three times.
And then he's going to send me the video.
And I'll send it to him. Yep.
And I'll put it on YouTube.
We'll put it on
our channel. It's ENJ Investigations.
And I'm just going to prove to everybody that it doesn't work. It hasn't. And I've done it a few times. But again, I'm not a skeptic. I believe in the paranormal activity. I've played with the Ouija board. I've also, in one of my old towns I used to live in, I've also, excuse me, I've also investigated this really old abandoned creepy house I thought it was abandoned. It was abandoned, but it wasn't abandoned by people. They're like spirits were actually there. It was really weird. But that's definitely something to look forward to. So I'm hoping, like, if I don't do it tonight, it'll probably be most likely tomorrow. Because I'll probably just do it tomorrow. Because by the time we get out of here, it'll be like 7. And then, like, you know, I gotta take you home. I gotta go home. I wanna go shower. I wanna relax. I'm still feeling a little under the weather. That's why you hear me sniffing a lot. I'm not doing coke. Just saying. I'm sir sniffly today. But yeah, just, you know, we'll do that. I'll give him the video, we'll put it up on YouTube. Now, I mean, I know people are going to sit there and be like, oh, it's fake, if something does happen. I don't do that clickbait shit. I don't do, like, what is it? There's some people that are like, oh, I spoke to, who is it? There was a guy that I used to watch on YouTube. And I kind of stopped watching him just because of this one post that he had. And I forget his name. But he literally posted on YouTube that... what's that guy's name from Fast and the Furious that died? Tim Walker? Paul Walker.
Paul Walker. I was going to say something Tim Walker.
I was going to say... That's what I thought his name was. But Paul Walker's ghost apparently spoke to him in Florida when the guy, I believe, died in California. So how the fuck is that happening? World may never know.
Yeah,
I stopped watching his videos because of that point. What else? But yeah, so we got, you know, like I said, we got the new podcast coming out on Himalaya, YouTube. I'm posting 3 times a week now on this one. My main one, though, like the lengthy one, is going to be on Himalaya and YouTube. I'm also going to be doing a gaming channel. I don't think I told you that yet. I'll be doing a gaming channel. I haven't decided the name of it, but I'm going to start recording like a lot of Call of Duty Mobile, a lot of Call of Duty on the PlayStation 4, and what other one? Call of Duty, maybe I might do some sports. I haven't decided. So we're going to do those. Anything you want to add? You can go over here quiet as fuck. Speak.
What?
Speak. Speak. Speak, motherfucker.
Anyway, on top of the...
Alright, my man is a whole chicken. Shut the fuck up.
Anyway, so I do have a gaming channel as well. I've been on it for quite a while.
Yeah, you do have one. I forgot about that.
Yeah. I used to have one with 83 subscribers with 600 and some change or 700 and change. But certain someone kind of deleted it and just destroyed everything I ever worked for.
His stupid bitch of an ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
He doesn't have the balls to call her bitch on the podcast, so I'm doing it.
I literally called her. When we were still together, I called you, you're a fucking stupid little whore. So yeah, don't say I don't have balls to say anything like that.
Okay, see, not for nothing. I can't even say nothing because I've done that to a few exes of mine. But, not saying they deserved it because they really didn't. But that's what happens when we get mad. Like, y'all talk, like, females talk shit about us. And call us, like, lame-ass motherfuckers, all this. So, like, I mean, no female deserves to be called a whore or whatever, but, I mean...
she deserved it.
I was trying to defend him, but never mind. He just said she deserved it, so I ain't saying shit.
No, she really did, because she was telling me... I'm getting off topic here. Anyway.
Dude, it's a podcast! Speak! Just don't drop her name and don't...
No, I don't even care about her name. I don't care about her. She can go die in a ditch for all I care. Because she was just, you know, rambling on saying how I don't treat her right, this and that, that I don't pay attention to her, I don't call her, blah, 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 blah. She was a toxic little female. Doesn't know anything to...
Wait, who's talking about? Is this the one from Florida?
No.
Okay.
Now it's Florida. It's the one that's in the way up there, yeah.
Oh, well, I mean, that
was...
You can
say... Whatever.
Where she's from.
What?
Where did she come
from? Oh. Yeah, she. I did it to one from Germany, thinking that, you know, I would have a good relationship with her. And everything just fell apart because, you know, she thinks that she knows how to run a relationship. Thinking. So if I don't, like, text her back within a minute, she'll get mad. Like, it's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. If I would go to sleep, she would get mad. Like, are you kidding me right now? And she said,
I go. Love her fucking life, by the way. 5 years? 5 years.
Wow. 5 months
strong with her. Love her. I don't have an issue with my girl. Knows what it is. I mean, she gets mad
because
I get sick a lot, but that's just...
That's not really
just
control.
Yeah, but I mean, other than that, like... My girl, she's reasonable. Love her to death.
Never thought I'd be, as happy as I am, but... I'm a happy motherfucker.
To be with her. I gotta go to those coffee cups out.
Yeah, I know.
Ooh, that hurt.
But yeah, the whole relationship between me and her was mad toxic. Like, it was toxic to a point where I couldn't even stand her.
Okay, but see, now here's my thing. Everybody that's listening to this podcast.
Anyway.
Now. And this is our first episode.
Yeah.
Before, like, Cassandra, my girl, and then, like, us hosting it, you and me are going to have, like, a one-on-one session. And we're going to have a talk session. Talk session? I feel that's not the right word, though. It's like we're going to have a one-on-one session via the podcast on Himalaya and YouTube. That might actually be the longest one we're going to do, because that one, we're actually going to talk, not argue, not curse, not be like, oh, she was a fucking whore, but we're going to talk about long-distance relationships. Because, as some of you may or may not know, I really haven't spoken about this, I've also been in long-distance relationships.
They don't work out.
They don't. And I could go from my experience alone, I could literally talk about 3 females that I've dated, or whatever. You proclaim that you're dating, but you're not. I can literally do, literally almost like an hour to hour and a half episode, just on our Himalayan podcast, about that, and my advice. So, I think I might do that. For the first episode, where we'll just have a one-on-one session, we'll sit there and we'll talk. We'll be serious, like we were the last time with the other podcast, and we'll just talk, and that's it. That's all we're gonna do. We're not gonna sit here. We're not gonna laugh. We're not gonna bust jokes. We're literally gonna have a serious episode podcast about long-distance relationships, why they don't work, or why for some people they do work for, and.
Just
our experiences, because you've had some bad ones. I've also experienced some bad ones, but at the same time, I've also experienced bad ones that, I mean, in a way, I felt it was my fault that it ended the way it did. And I'm not saying that I would ever go back to them, because I'm not. Because, like I said, I'm happy with the one I have now, going 5 months. Will be 6 months in October, which is weird. I've never...
And if you ever go back...
You're
insane.
I'm never going back.
No, I'm saying in general, if you would ever go back, you're insane.
Look, alright, so not to bash females on this podcast, or in general, because older me, I ain't proud of myself. When I was younger, when I was out here, I dated a girl. I'll open up about this one a little bit, okay? I dated somebody... I dated somebody from where I used to work. Nice. From Burger King. I'm okay to admit that I dated someone from my job. Again, I was young and... Okay.
We were young.
I know, well, yeah, but I was more young and stupid just because of the simple fact that... Not saying that I didn't think I could... be with somebody from out here. I just honestly, I didn't know how to act. And I got with her. And, I mean, I don't know. Again, this podcast is just rambling. It's whatever just pops up. I'm not really going to go into detail about this situation with me and her. I'll do that for when we do the podcast.
Yep.
And like I said, I could go, I could literally do almost like a mini series of long distance relationships and even the relationships I have here. I'm not going to bash nobody because that's not in my nature no more. But when I was younger, like not younger, but when I was the age I'm at now, how do I put it without sounding like an asshole? I bashed her on Facebook because of the simple fact that one, Ava, like she was the one kind. I lied. Let me not even say that before someone takes that out of, like you know, out of it proportion and shit. I didn't think she was the one. I honestly just thought she was like a summer thing. Like I thought it was just gonna be like a BK thing. We fuck, whatever. It's done. What I thought felt like literally 4 years was literally almost was only 4 months. That's how bad it was, bro. Like it fucked me up so badly. Mentally, I literally didn't like between her cheating on me and fucking, you know, niggas that are supposed to be my homeboys or my homeboys. I apologize for using that form. You know, it just it sucks. I'm not saying that you know every dude's gonna have that experience and like you should bash girls that cheat on you because that's not what it is.
It's
really not. It's how you handle it. And like I said, I'll go into more detail with that relationship on like how it ended. Probably sometime like October-ish, maybe. Or I might just do it towards the end of the month, like if we hang out before like my birthday and all. We could do something like that. Do I regret being with that girl? Before I knew what she was, in that sense, no. But now, I regret everything. And the reason why I said I regret everything, she beat me for my money. When I was getting paid nicely at BK, she fucked my money up. Besides cheating on me, she used my money as if it was hers. And like that fucks your head up mentally sometimes. And that's why I'm the way I am. Like where I don't like I hate asking people for money. I don't like doing that shit. And I mean, okay, yeah, it's okay, maybe not. Like, we all like that though. Like, we all don't want to ask people for money, but like, I hate asking people for money.
Mm-hmm.
But that is because of her. She fucked my head up.
Yeah.
But I don't know. We'll see what happens. All right, we're gonna cut it here. And we'll see you on the other side.